Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddammit. Listen, I feel good today, better than normal, because my brother is in town. My little brother. Hey, my little brother is so important when... You're going to think I'm bullshit. You know, he got this rating in the government. And when he got his job, you know, he going through with flying colors. And they say, well, in the last parts of the whatever tech, the what they had to do, they say, well, what about Rosebud? He say, Rosebud, that's my brother. They say, well, what about him? Is he going to affect how you do your job? He said, man, motherfuck Rosebud. What I'm saying is that's the kind of job he had was getting, and that's what he had to say. But let me tell you something. My brother and his best friend. Now, you guys don't know shit about best friends because you're too young. All you know about is somebody you've been knowing for a while, a best friend. These motherfuckers met on the first day of school of the kindergarten. And they was at the bus, or the bus stop, waiting for the bus. Now, I don't know how they, you know, connected or what, but once in a while I know that's when they connected. And I do think they might have fell out once or twice or three or four times in life, because best friends do, just like brothers and sisters. But they still cool today. And them motherfuckers is here. And I'm telling you, I harp on a lot of shit. But this is something I harp on, and I don't have many examples. Personal examples. I don't have many examples of that personal. Loyalty. It's about to be who you claim and why none of you got to be shit. And I can't help but I can say that, man. You don't have shit that you believe in. You don't even have anything that's traditional. You don't fucking believe in this Easter. You don't believe in Christmas. You don't believe in nothing traditional. Not that it's black traditional, but traditions, you don't believe in them. So how are you going to be something? What are you going to live, or wait, not live, but what are you going to build your life? 336, what's up with you?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
This may be a little bit off topic, but what you
nothing
think
you,
of...
Hey, bro, nothing you can bring to me is off topic because we growing in this shop.
Facts. Feel you. You ever heard of a guy named Mickey Royal?
Yeah, I know Mickey Royal.
What you think of his whole operation and what he stands for?
Bro, let me tell you something, and let me get this straight. Hope this is for all you guys. There is no me telling you about Mickey Royal shit. No, but I'm saying Mickey Royal shit is taking. Listen, Mickey Royal shit is taking care of him. Mickey Royal got my respect because I know him from the street. I know that motherfucker was really a banger. At one time, I know he elevated out of that and doing whatever he's doing now. And Mickey Royal gave me his book. I didn't share my book with him. You know, we kick it. But as far as me telling you what I think, I just did.
For you.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. What value did that answer I gave you have? For you, as far as what you think of Mickey Roy?
Nothing. Because the only thing that mattered to me is myself.
So what I'm saying is, and understand me, I ain't mad at you, none. I'm really being real. Why the fuck you ask me that shit?
I was just wanting to know, you know what I'm saying, how deep your connections go if you really know motherfuckers out here and shit, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, check this out. What I'm saying is, either you believe something or you don't. If you got to ask for whatever to convince you, then you ain't got no foundation. And if what you saying is what you was doing, then you should have shot at me a totally different way. Man, you know Mickey Roy, woo-woo. I heard woo-woo-woo, because woo-woo. And if we had to talk like that, that would have been a whole different conversation.
So you said I should have asked it how?
You should have
Listen,
man. You should have not asked that. And see, you guys got to understand what this is. I'm a very educated person, but I'm from the streets. I'm a street nigga all the way. But I got knowledge way beyond the fucking streets. And what I'm saying is you got to avoid problems. You got to avoid trouble. You can't cause it.
Okay.
And you going up asking any motherfucker some shit like that would have a problem. You know why?
How?
Who in the fuck asked that but the police?
I mean, you know, he's
hey,
got a
no,
big
no,
name.
No, no,
he's,
no,
he's
nigga,
known.
Don't run from the question. That's what's wrong with you.
No,
you
I'm telling you.
You motherfuckers are scary. Nigga, answer the question. Who the fuck asked that question except police?
Somebody who's trying to get a grasp of the game.
Right, but check this out. This is why I have Sidewalk University, because somebody...
I can't afford that shit, nigga.
Can you not cut me off? What I'm saying is somebody that's trying to get a grasp of the game and don't know no more than you will go out there and say some shit like you just said and get their head tore off. Or be susceptible to getting your head tore off. Because that's the police question. A motherfucker might not want no problem, so he'll tell you, man, I don't know nothing about that nigga.
Okay, let me ask you this.
What?
Okay, how am I supposed to know what's a question I'm not supposed to ask versus a question that I'm supposed to ask? Like,
let me tell you, well,
how do I decide what's a good
bro.
Way of going about shit?
Bro, I'm not retarded. I heard your question, so let me answer it. Any question that you ask, whether you know it or not, has a who, what, when, where, and why. And 9 out of 10 times, if you could form that question, you could answer who, what, when, where, and why about it. Because if you couldn't, you wouldn't be able to form the question. Motherfuckers don't believe in themselves. I believe in me. You ask me a question, I wonder who you're talking to. You're talking to me. What the fuck are you talking about? You're talking about space propulsion fuel. When are you talking about it right motherfucking now? Why? You trying to test to see what I know. And I'm just saying, I'm going to pass all that. And I know you can. But you ain't going to take yourself through that. You're going to stop.
Okay.
Like most
okay, what's your point?
My point is that people can avoid all kind of goddamn shit if they did the motherfucking thinking. Otherwise, you have to think critically. You guys are all
surface
thinking. What, man? You should have a show, bro. How come you don't have a show?
Why you set up?
Because your show got a lot to motherfucking say. You sure the fuck want to interrupt a nigga? And you sure want to keep talking?
I got a thirst for the game, man.
You can't have a thirst for the game because ears quench your thirst. Listening. You think you got some game, so you spitting.
Nah. I'm just trying to,
well,
it's hard to follow
you,
man, because sometimes you go.
See? There you go. Right there. You don't even listen. You don't even listen to the conversation.
All right, bro, what are you talking about?
You
What are you talking
you
about?
Bro, you don't know what I'm talking about because you keep opening your mouth and you miss
get to your point.
What's
to
my
your
point?
Point?
What's my point?
I can tell you your point. I can tell
you
your point.
Tell it to me then, nigga.
Your point is I probably could have guessed that you knew Mickey Rourke.
Right now, see, right now, you're a bitch nigga because you can't stand up. You the one said you got it. Why didn't you show it?
Show what?
That you had it by answering the question.
I just answered the question.
Instead of stuttering, whatever. Come on, nigga. Who do you fucking with?
All right, man. Your shit is on the next level, bro.
Hey, bro, I know it is. That's why little niggas like you
shit is on the next level, bro. Your shit is on the next level, man.
This show is the fuck is. Because you know why? You know why it is?
Why?
You couldn't answer none of that shit I asked you.
No, I did if you'd let me answer it.
I did. Go ahead, bro. Answer anything you think I didn't let you answer.
All right, so my initial question was, what you know about Mickey Royal? You said, yeah, you know him, woody, woody, woo, yada, yada, yada. Okay, I'm saying, okay, that's great. I just want to know how much you know about, you know what I'm saying, different players in the game. And you talking about, oh, well, I shouldn't ask this question. Because Cop asked that question.
Let's address your point. You said you asked what I know about whatever, woo, woo. And I told you whatever, woo-woo. What I'm saying is, off the top, you couldn't fuck with me when you do something like that. Because you got to be the police. What the fuck you want to know what I know about Mickey Rourke for? And if you did want to know, you would take your ass out in the street. Listen, man. Wait a minute. What I'm going to do, see, you the kind of nigga you got to shut up. So you can't talk no more. You think you can talk, but no one's listening. What I'm saying, bro, if you wanted to know about Mickey Royal, you would have took your fucking ass out in the street and found out like real motherfuckers do. You, like the police, want to know somebody that could know him and try to act like you cool and... Hey, man, what do you know about Mickey Rourke? I know he'll shoot you. I know he'll motherfucking spit game over your motherfucking head. So what I'm saying is, instead of you addressing my questions after that, you want to talk, interrupt me. Because my question is, what did that information do for you? And you're right, nothing, except point you out as a sucker. So now, since you asked that question, you point it out as a sucker. And what do? Confirm it over and over by interrupting about you trying to get some game. Everything you say out your mouth is bitch shit. Now, nigga, you can talk.
All right, man, listen, nigga. I guess I see what you're saying, maybe. But I don't know how to get in the streets and find out about Mickey Royal. Because if I knew that, I wouldn't be listening to you. Now, would I? So if I could get game directly...
Hey, wait, bro. Bro, wait. You can't make a point and then run past it.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't be listening to me if you knew about Mickey Royal. Well, what the fuck do you know about
me? No. That's not what I said. Listen. That's not what I said.
Okay, what'd you say?
I said, if I could get game from the streets and find out about Mickey Royal in the streets firsthand,
you lying,
I wouldn't be listening to you.
Wait, you lying. You said you didn't know how to get the information in the streets. You didn't say,
I
could get it.
I don't know how.
That's what
I
you said.
I don't know how to go about, going in the streets and finding out about Mickey Royal. And I said, if I did know how, I wouldn't be here listening to your show.
Check this out. You obviously
so you
know Mickey Royal. See, there you go. Can't talk to you. Go ahead, man.
None. Go ahead.
You obviously know Mickey Rourke. You obviously know his name. Can you shut up? Or do I got to block you again?
Go ahead.
What I'm saying is you obviously know that man. So why don't you look up his shit and figure out if you believe it or not?
Oh, I did. I just bought his book.
Wait. Why the fuck don't you believe in what the fuck you think?
Because I don't know the nigga.
Hey, man.
You obviously...
Let me answer.
Don't run away. Let me answer your question.
Oh, I'm running now. All right, go ahead, bro.
Don't let me answer your question.
Can you answer?
Obviously,
if
I can speak to somebody who know him and who then been in the streets and dealt with him, I can get a better idea for who the nigga is versus a book or a damn video. So
Let me ask you something. Did I tell you anything you haven't already read?
I'm gonna be honest. No, you didn't.
I know it.
It's street cred. But hey, it's street cred though.
We gotta shut this fucking asshole up. He don't know what's going on, and you right. You don't know how to go out in the streets and get this, and you should be listening to me so you'll know how to deal with that shit. That's why I fuck with Sidewalk University. Sidewalk mean the street. University mean you're going to get an education about how to deal so you don't get fronted off. You know, I'm 70, been in them streets all my life, been in the lion's den, never carried a gun or a knife. I had a motherfucking double barrel sawed-off Uzi in my goddamn mouth, and I would spray a motherfucker with words. And they'd be just as killed as if I'd have used bullets. Because I got game, and you motherfuckers scared of game. You just want to run your fucking mouth. You just blah, 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 blah. And you don't even hear when you can't answer something you've been asked. You run in your mouth so much that you didn't front yourself off by having no knowledge, but you're still talking. My goodness, what kind of motherfucker are you, man? You can talk now, bro. Are you there, girl? See? Get a motherfucker up. I will shut a motherfucker up. You can't ask me about... You ask me about Shantae? Okay, I'm going to tell you, nigga pimp like motherfucker with me. But if you ask me what hand he used to wipe his ass, I don't fucking know that. Crazy motherfucker. Now, let me get this nigga off my even off my call, sir. Now, hey, you guys, don't be so afraid because I just chopped that sucker up that you don't call in. Can't talk to me now. God damn, man, you motherfuckers. I can't be me. I gotta be some fucking soft motherfucker talking to you, man. Fuck you, motherfuckers. That's because I don't want you to think, listen, first, let me say something. I don't, you know, want to be no fucking wordsmith or nothing like that. You know, some motherfucker that have to design his sentence so he can speak to whoever. You know, I ain't that kind of motherfucker. I try to show you that I'm you. Motherfucker. I'm you, and I speak to you in me and you terms. I don't be trying to use no big words. That's why I tell you, fuck you, if that's what I think. That's because I don't want you to think that I think I'm so goddamn educated that I'm smarter than you. I don't want you to think that goddamn shit. I've been using some words recently that need to be explained. 404, what's going on with you?
Hey, what's going on, bud? This is Earl.
Earl, what's happening?
Nothing much, man. Was that lad dude cold air named Earl too.
What?
Oh, it sounds like you had called that dude named Earl. That kind of pissed me off because I ain't want nobody with my name calling in talking some bullshit like this.
God damn, Earl. I don't think I called him Earl because he sure didn't tell me his name was Earl. You might have misheard that, bro.
I just want to say, man, all this shit that these dudes talking, man, if any one of y'all respect the way I sound or the way I carry myself, hey, y'all need to learn to shut the fuck up, because I got my ass chewed out plenty of times in SWU. I ain't complaining about shit. I just learned to listen.
Hey, but look where you at. Look how you doing. I'm sure it's hella good.
Oh, see, that's the whole thing. Like, because of what I went through in SWU, the second I see something that's supposed to be scary, I immediately tell myself, oh, well, it's another SWU. I already know how to handle this.
Hey, what you do? Walk right up there and figure it out as you approach it.
Not only that, easier it is to deal with.
Hey, Earl, but that's because you only fucking with what you think. And that's what we do. We get all the clutter out the way. The clutter is what some other motherfucker think. Period. You can do what you think way quicker than you can do what I think. So I'm with you, Earl. And your support, you know, I love it because you hear me so often. I hear your support. Hey, and tomorrow, one of y'all remind me so I can be on that call. I be forgetting that shit because y'all graduates. And it's, I just don't be thinking of you like that. But I want to be on that shit, man.
Hell, what's it? The only reason you forget because you do the same thing you taught us. Stay focused on what you need to get done till you get it done.
And that's an ongoing process. So that means I got to incorporate some more time. That's not extra time. Just incorporate using my time a little more wisely so I can put that 10-15 in the hand. Just make sure you and Earl, call me tomorrow with the link for the call, because I know it's Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely call you.
All right, man. That's a bet. Man. Hey, you guys, let me tell you, though, this is real shit. One of the words, abba-dabba. Another word is abba-dabba cute. I would much rather communicate with you in language that you understand. And that'll make it easier for you to understand what abba-dabba and abba-dabba cute means when I get to explaining it. But people take words with simple definitions and they make these motherfuckers so difficult that they can't even understand them. It's not that they don't want to understand the definition. It's just that they think, since they do understand it, it's so simple, they should be able to use it to the ends of what's being explained. But they can't. See, the motherfucker should be able to use it if they would do what the word is talking about. But most of you motherfuckers do not even care what the fucking word or what a person is actually talking about. You only care what you think, which is fine with me. But what the fuck about if you wrong? Am I supposed to trip on what you thinking in your ass ain't even talking about what I'm talking about? Shit. The reason they, and neither will you, be able to understand shit is because you don't give a fuck what a word means. Once you understand what it means, all you do is tear it down to mean something else so you can use it. You don't live up to the standards of what that word means. You want to use the word in all the wrong ways and you want to make your lesser quality of the word mean or suffice for the meaning. Any fraternity, any organization has certain words or sayings that mean something only to them. Now, when they hear a brother use the words in the wrong way, they gladly correct him. Oh, man, bro, you woo. And the brother gladly learns the real deal meaning and how to use it. That keeps the fraternity pure. That's not the way you motherfuckers think today. A trap, up. Any word can mean any goddamn thing. Today, you make fucking words mean whatever you want it to mean, even though you didn't pour that goddamn bucket of water on that goddamn word and watered it down. 336, what's up with you?
Yo, yo, yo. I was just listening to the show. But yeah, like I was saying, you ain't really told me nothing that I ain't read about. But like I say, street cred is a real thing. So I know you were real one in the game because I've been listening to you for a while now. So
is you the same 336
know...
that just got off the phone?
Yeah. All
right, go ahead.
Yeah, like I said, I was just trying to see if you knew him and shit. But nah, you ain't really told me nothing different from what I done already read about him.
Okay, bro, let's go from that point right there. Think about this. You asked that question. I answered it.
Now, yeah.
Do you believe my answer?
I mean, yeah, I do.
Okay, just yes. Okay, I'm good. What I'm saying is if you believe my answer, that goes to show you didn't have to ask the question because you already had the information. You just didn't believe in your goddamn self enough to believe what you thought. So you had to ask me.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. You're saying like, well, if I didn't already read a book about him, then why call somebody in the game?
No. I'm not saying when somebody has already read a book. I'm saying when you already have gathered information, however you have gathered it, you need to make a decision on what you know. And
yeah.
Ain't nobody going to be able to correct you, or somebody will be able to better inform you, maybe. But until that happens, you got to believe what you already think.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe you're the guy who can better inform me.
No, we don't deal in maybes here. Stop. We don't deal in maybes. You already asked me, and I already told you. So it ain't no maybe I'm the guy or not. I've already told you what maybe this guy would tell me. I already didn't tell you. So your decision is in order now.
But like I say, I'm just answering... I'm answering your question as to why I asked you that in the first place.
Let's say you ain't no dummy.
Is what I'm saying.
Let's say you ain't no dummy. And that's
okay.
What you're answering. My shit to you is not actually asking you anything. But don't you think it's sane for you to say what you have decided?
I mean, any choice, you're going to go with what you think.
Oh, boy. Hey, listen. I don't play T-ball. And you one of them motherfuckers that just won the trophy for showing up. Man, fuck you. You sick, man. 510, what's up?
So that last caller. So what's up with you, bro? That last caller, right, what I peep is when you answer the question, right, he expected to come out with a certain cadence. And he was kind of waiting for, like, you get it now, but he didn't catch it. So I see why he's like, well, because, like, in his mind, the way you spoke it, he didn't think he got the answer right or got the answer for me.
But he did. He already had it.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. But the answer he expected from you was a certain type of cadence, like woo-doo-boo and woo-doo. Like, it was like a verbal cadence he was waiting for. But he was just stuck because you answered it so fast. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I can, I ain't gonna necessarily 100% agree, but I do see what you're saying, and he did do that. But my thing is, it's not about that to me. It's about realizing what's going on, and what's going on is, bro, don't believe in anything he thinks, or else he would have believed whatever he thought about Mickey Royal.
As soon as he saw him.
No, not even if he saw him, because he know of him and he done some research.
That's what I mean, bro. Like, as soon as he found out about him. But yeah, you on it.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that motherfucker don't know me. All he knows is what he heard. Just like he know about Mickey Raw. The only thing that may give me a little clout over that is he can't talk to me. And he do hear me doing these videos. But I know Mickey Raw. And if he did videos, I'm sure it'd be laced like mine. Maybe not saying what I say, but he would be informing you of where he coming from. Because he wasn't no little peon in that shit he was in. That nigga was a real painter.
And the thing is, he was going to you so he could get different angles of the information and get like, oh yeah, well, if Bud think he hunted, I'm gonna watch him too, type of stuff. When he could just get it all from you.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, what if I said something negative about Mickey? Then they'd be saying, well, Bud said this and Bud said that. Man, I don't need enemies.
Right.
So I tell
right.
the truth. I only speak about what I know. And I know that nigga. Mickey. I think he still do this today. But anyway, that nigga was a black leather coat wearing motherfucker.
He kind of seemed like it, too, if you look at him.
This nigga was a black leather coat wearing motherfucker. He wasn't no Black Panther, but, you know, that was all he needed was a black, you know, leather coat and whatever. That nigga was cool. And he's seen a lot of shit that I did not see. I wasn't into that shit like he was. You know, go take this and this. Nigga, let's go put some work in. I mean, I wasn't that nigga. I could fuck with them niggas because I wasn't no punk. But that nigga used to go put work in. So what the fuck can you ask about him?
Right.
That's just real, man.
Especially. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just
right
being
on,
real.
Yeah.
Hey, good shit, bro. Appreciate you.
It's always good.
Hey, you know, see, what I'm saying is, I talk about them three amigos, and I ain't trying to talk about them now. I'm just mentioning them because the word game, I'm telling you, they rendered that word meaningless. You guys are so confused about what it is. Do you have it? Blah, blah, blah. Me and my nigga Tay decided that we was going to use words when we was riding exotic. Excuse me, I got a hiccup. You know me when I get a little spit and shit. But this nigga had the Auburn and I had the Gatsby. I see that nigga, you know, somewhere in Beverly Hills, wherever. What's up, nigga? Nothing but this abba-dabba, baby. We just go. All right, nigga. Hey, nigga, don't leave out the queue. Well, I'm saying that we talking. That's because we felt like that. We wasn't trying to hide what we was doing. You know, by saying some word other than pimp. We wasn't doing that. We was just feeling You know this Abba, baby. Shit is magic. Whatever we was feeling, but that became a song we said. Nigga, what's going on, man? Nigga's about this Abba. You know, talking about the game. And the nigga said, well, what you finna do later, man? Whatever this Abba Q, let a nigga do. I mean, whatever Pimp Sweet do. Now, what I'm saying is, we use Abba Q instead of saying the word pimp and the word game. Not like you fucking assholes use 16 and 304. You motherfucking scary ass motherfuckers. I'm just saying that's all scary ass bullshit. Because the words we was using and the reason we was using it in the secret society known as real pimps was understood. But, man, you get these motherfuckers don't understand shit, but they want to say the shit, so they want to make it mean what they say it means. So what I'm saying, if you hear them fucking words, Abba-Dabba or Abba-Dabba-Q, used in any manner other than the way that I'm about to explain or I didn't already explain, would you just please stop the motherfuckers? Could you just please do that? I don't want them motherfuckers taking the word Abba-Dabba, which is used by people like me when we around suckers. Those words mean ganged up. Me and Tay in the joint. And man, I see this shit. He might see it too, but ain't saying nothing. I said, man, the motherfucker got to be around motherfuckers, you know, about the same shit. Because you know most motherfuckers ain't up about this Abba-Dabba. Now, that's a slick way to say these fools ain't up on game, nigga. We better get out of here. But saying it this way, none of those fools gonna get upset or be insulted. And we can safely leave. Because whatever the Abba-Dabba is must be cold. Because them niggas is cold. That's what they say. It's all about how you choose to communicate. Same for Abba-Dabba Q. It means pimping. Some fools are sensitive. And if you expose they ain't got no fucking game or no pimping in them, you done made an enemy. So, I've already communicated to you that, you know, I got my education. And you accept, you see, I got, this shit's real. So the only thing I want to do is use my sense of self, my education of knowing people, and technology. And hopefully this shit can help a few of you motherfuckers get your shit together. I know it's hard to believe, but I'm one of the best brothers you motherfuckers will have ever met in your life. Well, so says me. But there's a lot of ways to get Abba-Dabba. But the best way is to get it from a motherfucker who's used it to their advantage. I'm just getting so many students telling me how the fear of what they, you know, thought they have to do it to get this game at SWU was keeping them from going. There's so many people telling me that. I don't even try to convince them of the opposite. Motherfucker, if you going to let some whatever make your mind up for you, then fine. This shit ain't for you no way. Soon you motherfuckers going to run into somebody that graduated from Sidewalk University and you knew them before they went. You'll see. And when you notice that difference and they command a respect, I see you motherfuckers then. Some of them. Some of you gonna fuck with me because you already decided to grow. But if you notice me, I ain't kissing your ass to make you fuck with me. You know, I don't give a fuck. Well, I give a fuck because I want you to fuck with me. But hell, I ain't finna go through no goddamn changes to get one of you motherfuckers to fuck with me. Shit. I had a dude say that I was trying to make clone Rosebuds. I mean, that couldn't be further from the truth, because Rosebud motherfucking business boss is and was a pimp-ass nigga. But I'm not trying to get you to be pimp-ass niggas. I'm trying to get you to do what pimp-ass niggas do. Believe in your fucking self. That's what we do that you don't do. We believe we can catch any bitch. We believe the quicker you let the bitch say she don't want to fuck with you, the better off we are. I ain't trying to be a little bitch no 2 hours for her to tell me she don't want to do no hoeing. At least when I was a pimp, I wasn't trying to do that. So, what I'm saying is, when the nigga said that shit, I was wondering if he really thought that. Because any motherfucker who, you know, listen to me, no, I don't try to make motherfuckers be like me. Except in one way. Go for what the fuck you know. That's the main reason I don't tell motherfuckers what to say. I don't want that motherfucker trying to be like me. I'm a man of character. And that's all I'm trying to get you to do and be. Period. If you want to be a man of character, yeah, you want to be like me. I'm showing many, 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 many dudes how to man up. And manning up ain't saying, fuck you, bitch. It's all about nothing coming out your mouth that you don't live up to. Now, I know that's how I roll, and any person who knows me can attest to that very thing. But what hit me, as much as I've stated I'm no longer in the game, I ain't having no hoes, these baby pimps want to get their reputation by trying to clown some shit that I say or do. I mean, these folks, they know damn well that I make these videos. And they know damn well they live, they can be interactive. Yet they never call in. And when they do, they disguise their voices. They start whispering about shit 3-4 years. I mean, come on, man. My motherfucking partner called me moments ago. And he read some shit some little nigga head was saying about me on his page, which he can say what the fuck he won't do. This shit is funny to me because I ain't even a pimp. Not like that, a practicing pimp. I ain't no practicing pimp. And I don't claim to have no hoes. This just goes to show and prove just how well I did pimp. Because 20 years later, motherfuckers, they're measuring what they're doing today against what I did then. If what they're doing ain't 20 times better than me, they done fell off. Look, I'm just saying, the babies that come into this, you know, this abba-dabba, don't want me to go. They won't let me go. Rosebud this. Rosebud, wait a minute, man. Rosebud ain't had a hoe. You know, since dirt wasn't created. They talk about me as if I'm rolling down the track. They act like I'm like in different cities, different states. You know, trying to measure my pimping up against there. God, I'm screaming this Abba-Dabba Q right now. Man, these fools don't realize I've already done shit that's gonna outlive them and me. Something else I don't even cater to or talk pimp shit on my goddamn shows or videos. I got pimping in me. It ain't going away because, for one, I don't want it to. For two, I really pissed when I was out there. So it's in me. So don't be jealous because you can still hear the piss. Hear the realness in my fucking words. I'm a true Trojan. Tried, tested, and proven. A word to you youngsters out there in the game. Do something that's going to show who you are. Because in a year or two, most of you motherfuckers ain't going to even be even out there. Many are called, but very few are chosen. And I'm one of the chosen few. And my past, my present, and my future proves it. Are you chosen or are you just saying you chosen? Do you want to be one of the chosen? Because even though, let's say right now, you're not one of the chosen, that don't mean you haven't been chosen. That just means you haven't got to what your potential is yet. We know that for a few years, when we see 90% of you so-called motherfuckers that got game, on the sidelines of the game, you're going to be benched for underperformance. And so something to always remember. If everybody know what you know, your motherfucking ass don't know shit. What you know is supposed to be hung out on its own to separate you from the rest of the motherfucking crowd. That's how you going to grow your to your full potential. So you got to stop running from your fate, because most of you motherfuckers form conceptual dreams or goals, and that's it. It's a concept, and you have it, and you perfect that concept, but you don't go no further than the conceptual. You reread your goal, and you cream it, how much it encompasses you and what you want. Then you go to your computer and start playing some fucking game. And don't do shit about what you just realized. Man, you go sit at the bar, and whatever it was, you could do to get closer to your goal. You just let slide by in that drink you drink. Because you kill it. Man, you motherfuckers are weak. And if you want to get strong, you better fuck with Rosebud. They're the dose of Sidewalk University. Because as you age, your weakness is going to be in cancer that's eating away at your soul. And slowly you're going to succumb, die to the weak man syndrome. You die out of the competition to have your way. And this cancer is eating away at your self-esteem. And slowly your confidence is totally suffers. You did that. See, you yourself. But you don't see how putting your shit on Front Street can help you push you towards your goals. Look at me this year. I'm living a dream that came true because of all the shit I brag about. The ball wouldn't brag about shit, put my shit on Front Street, I wouldn't have truth. It forces me to strive harder than ever to get what I want. Because it's another bitch, I don't want to be laughed at. We only 3-4 months into the goddamn new year, and I've already accomplished shit that can last a whole year. Just let the videos I have made intimidate your weak ass. Or let it motivate you to do the same thing in your life. Because I ain't saying you got to come to SWU to do it. I'm saying you got to know to do it and do it, or you got to come to U.S. SWU so you can do it and learn to do it. I could give a damn about some wimpy ass motherfucker crying, you know, because he don't understand how much I brag. He don't know why. He can't stand it. Why dream if you don't do every goddamn thing in your power to achieve it. It don't make, no, I don't make videos for the sake of making them. I really thought and will think about everyone I have ever made or will make. I'm serious about videos. I'm very serious. Do not make no silly response to me. Because I'm taking some kind of dare or challenge. That's what I'm taking it as. Friend and I ain't making no promises. I ain't taking no prisoners. You know, you just have to agree with me, what I say, or not. Because you don't need to be talking about what I'm talking about. You know, a lot of you motherfuckers fool. You just hear something and you like, regardless if you took it wrong or not, you don't give a fuck. You trip. To you, it don't matter what the person that was talking really meant. It just matters what you think people think he meant. This is silly shit that you boys who were raised without boundaries do and you promote it. And once you grow up and decide to develop boundaries, you just might be all right. But then again, I'm only responsible for what I meant, not how you interpret it. And if you don't want to hear how you interpret it is wrong, then fuck you. I ain't trying to wait and see, you know, what this abadabra. But you know what? I can't wait to see what these abadabra cue balls look like in 2030. Okay. 2030 ain't far from that. It's only 8 years. I might still even be here. But I'm going to tell you what they'll look like. Niggas who want trophies in this line with your payment in what category you want a trophy in. Niggas who want to pay to be voted the livest of all in this line. Niggas who want to pay for a trophy for having the most hoes in this line. You get the message, don't you? You want to know what the coldest thing about this fucking 2030 pit ball will be? You're going to be there via a link on the internet in a virtual reality ball. You guys, you say you're going to be in a virtual reality ball attended by virtual reality champs and hoes. So this is not weird to you. I know it's not weird. This is where we're going. That trap you checked last night was virtual, wasn't it? You virtual reality freaks. I believe in real shit, real tangible shit that you can do, things that you can say to have and get what you want. And that could very well be the old-fashioned way. You guys better wake your sleep ass motherfucking up. Tell me. I don't know where the term, matter of fact, I don't know where the term 16s and 304s or, you know, came from or whatever them numbers are. I don't know where they came from, but I will bet my last dollar. It was not from a real team. Not one that charges old. That motherfucker probably was one of them champs that be tempered on the rap records. Because the only substitute for the words pin and game is abadabba Q and abadabba. I will bet that same dollar that those fake-ass excuses for pimps and hoes came from the fucking rapper pretending to be a pimp. It started with studio gangsters and now studio pimps. Each day you wake up, you got a fucking chance to do what you didn't do yesterday. Each night you lay down to rest, you got a chance to be thankful for what you didn't do yesterday. Each and every day and night, you have a lot to be thankful for. So be thankful, say grace, and be blessed that you are here on this side of the motherfucking frame. I also had to fight off the stigma of being a white bitch habit nigga. I don't know what get into people, because I never claimed the pimp colors. I always claimed to have bitches. I've never associated any color with any of them except green. You know what I mean, John, because I'm not mistaken, that's the only color of money in the United States. Canada might have different colors, but we don't. And we still about the Benjamins. Not all the motherfuckers Benjamins. I mean, we're not just all about Benjamins. Well, what I'm saying is, it's not all about the Benjamins, but it is about the Benjamins. That was a better way to say it. I never knew you had to have a desire for a particular kind of woman to be down and dirty. I just thought you had to charge each one of the motherfuckers you get like slot machines. Whenever you around one of them, just remember getting paid, not laid. Alright, you know, it's Monday. I got a whole week. A new week to get ready for with my Cyborg University. Hey, June, in the month of June, I'm accepting enrollment, new applications, all that. You don't really need no application. You just need to enroll. But that's it. Hey, I'm gone.